Richard Friedman is on the line here on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Richard.
Morning, boys. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. How you been out there?
Well, good. It's been a bit rainy out here this morning. There was a big rainbow over the stable just before, till you rang, and then it went away.
Oh, thanks very much. Hey, I've got to ask you, Richard, I'm just going to keep going. Graham Salisbury, I'm hoping to chat with Graham this week coming up on Sky Sports Radio. He's battling ill health. There's been terrific stories done this week out of Victoria that Michael Falgate did on the Seven Network, and we're trying to assist him in the battles that he's going through, Richard, and it's getting a lot of support by the racing industry and other parties.
It's been a fantastic response. I mean, the call went out only, I think, Thursday, that, you know, Graham was battling cancer and he's being treated for it in the hospital. And, you know, he's also battling financially to keep up with that and keep up with the care of Subby and taking him to the nursing homes and the hospices and the hospitals that, you know, all that fabulous work that he and Sub-Zero do. So call went out and, you know, people have put their hand in their pocket. And it's just been, it makes me very proud of a lot of the people in this game that they... So we all argue and fight. We've all got our own agendas and we all, you know, we're all competing with each other. But when someone's in a bit of trouble, you know, we sort of come together.
Yeah, great story.
As I say, we're going to try and get Graham on the program one morning this week coming up on Sky Sports Radio. But we wish him all the very best. What about this horse today?
Which one?
Well, which one? What do you think?
The Land. I think she'll run well up at Newcastle. Having a first start in the maiden there, and she's drawn a bit wide, but I think she'll be okay.
Oh, come on, Duff.
Let's start with her. She's a So You Think okay. filly. She's resuming. She's had two nice trials. She should be ready there.
Yeah, look, I think she'll run well. She's just drawn a little bit awkwardly there, and she still does a few things wrong, but she's a bit like, there's not much between her, I guess, and the filly that won down at Kembla on Thursday, Vontaine. So I think she'll run well.
Okay. You've become very popular with your strike rate. How many horses are you working these days?
This morning I think there's 27 here. And there's a couple in work with free trainers. So, yeah, we've a lot of the, you know, I've got a few more than that on my books too, but a lot of those are two-year-olds. And I started off, I guess, with a handful of second-hand horses from other stables, which I was very appreciative of getting, and quite a few unraced horses. So, the numbers of runners have been a bit slow to get going, but as long as we keep, you know, ticking over and doing the right thing and keeping the owners happy, I'm hoping that'll just grow organically.
Hmm. I don't know about the people's trainer, but this is potentially could be the people's horse, Roman.
Oh, not again. You can't have two people's trainers and three people's horses. It just can't happen.
He's just got that little bit of hype about him. He's the punter's pal at the moment. They're just taking any price him today. He's had that little,
oh dear.
A little break in a trial. Are you happy with him? No setbacks? No issues?
No, he's had no setbacks. I just waited for the race I suited him the best, you know, and that happened to be a month between runs, which, you know, I'd prefer that it wasn't, but we gave him a little trial between runs, should just keep him up to the mark. I think everyone's got a little bit ahead of themselves. You know, he's a rating 78 horse, and he's had a tie back, and he's had a few leg issues in the past before I got him. So while he's good at the moment, you know, those sort of horses are always somewhat day-to-day.
Not very often you see a horse own a race like he did the other day, though. Like, he had them just on toast there before the turn.
Yeah, there's no doubt he's got talent. It's just, you know, whether his history allows him to really maximise that talent, well, that's what we're trying to get to happen. But he's got talent. He appears to be a good middle-distance horse. I was just talking, funnily enough, to James Cummings this morning on the phone about him. James rang me and said, how will he go today? I said, why do you care? You've got a runner in the race. He said, I think I might put him in the punters club.
That says a lot for his own runners.
Well, his own runners, $30, I think, so, you know, fair enough.
Yeah.
But so I just said to him, he said, do you think he really is a stayer? I said, I'm not sure. I said, I think he's a middle distance horse. I think he will stay.
Okay. He opened at 260. I know there's been scratching stuff, but right now he's $1.85.
Yeah, that's right. So look, he's an exciting. Well, my next question is if he does come through today, when do you press the button with him in a good race? The Brisbane Nom shut this week.
That's I've got two plans stuff, as you know, I guess any trainer would. There's a plan if he gets beaten, he probably goes to Scone for a nice benchmark race up there.
Yep.
And if he wins, he probably comes back to the city and runs in something like the Lord Mayor's Cup over the, you know, the 2,000 metres in town and starts finding his way to Brisbane. If he kept winning or he kept running really well, I guess the end target might be the Brisbane Cup. Probably gets in there with a decent weight at the moment, and as long as he doesn't win too much along the way, he probably stays that way. So, you know, that's the high road plan, and the lower road plan, if he's not quite up to that, will be to Scone, and then we'll see from there.
Melbourne Cup nomination?
Oh, look, you always throw him in, just as you know, a bit of you've got to have him in case one bobs up and says I'm a lot better than you thought I was. So I guess so, but those sort of races are very, very hard to win now, Melbourne Cups.
My word.
You know, stayers like Terrific, who won in 89, he wouldn't get the first 10 in a Melbourne Cup these days.
No.
No, I understand. And Ouvray, did you send out to the paddock?
Yeah, so I tossed up whether we'd keep him going. I kept his shoes on him in the paddock and getting him boxed at night for a week until we figured out whether it was just an afterthought to go to Brisbane. And, you know, the old horse is really, he's done the right thing by us. So we took the view that we'd do the right thing by him and give him a nice spell now and just get him ready for races like the Metrop and the St. Ledger here in Sydney. And then we'll see how he's going. Look at Melbourne after that.
Understand. Well, mate, thoughts be with you. Roman's son today in the last race and the horse at Newcastle. I hope you drive home a happy lad later today.
Well, that is very kind of you, Andrew, and I know you mean that genuinely. And
yes, I do.
Tip up a storm and go home and have a Chinese dinner.
Chinese, yeah, that might go down all right tonight. You know, thank you, Richard. Thank you, mate.
It's a traditional celebratory dinner for the racing industry.
It is.
Winner, Chinese dinner.
If you look for in the old days when I was at night, if you wanted celebrations on a spring carnival night somewhere, you'd look for a Chinese restaurant with the Freedmans. That's where they'd be.
We've been to plenty, haven't we?
Yeah, no, they have been. Good on you, Richard. Good luck today.
All right. Thanks, boys.